Brooke's going for win number 4 today, and you're going to be playing Katie from Kirkland. First time player Katie.
Hey. Oh, okay, Katie.
Welcome, hey. Katie.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Have you been trying to call in for a long time? Or
Yeah, about a million times.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yep.
Just a mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie, it says that you're a Japanese teacher.
Hi.
Oh, cool. Hi. My husband took Japanese for 4 years, and all he can remember how to say is, what is your favorite beverage?
Good one.
That's interesting. I want to go to Japan so bad. The food looks amazing.
Yeah. All right, we're sending Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, Katie,
bye-bye.
You know how the game is played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you could say pass, you have to beat Brooke outright to win.
What's pass in Japanese?
Pasu.
Pasu.
Oh, pasu. You can say pasu.
Pasu. Pasu. You could say that. Also, how do you call Brooke a loser in Japanese?
Ah, doza.
Doza.
Doza. Oh,
dude,
okay.
I want to learn Japanese.
I know. I hope we get to call her that. Anyway, are you ready, Katie?
Hi.
Okay, hi again.
Your time starts now. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in what decade?
1930.
A triathlon is made up of 3 athletic events. Name the one that always goes first.
Bicycle.
What's the name given to the person rolling the dice in a game of craps?
Pass.
When referring to famous nursery rhymes, who lost her sheep?
Little Bo Peep.
Which ocean is Fiji located in?
Pacific.
What breakfast company is listed in the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K?
Kellogg's.
All right. Bringing Brooke back into the studio. And Katie, what's another interesting fact that we should know about you?
All 4 of my kids were born at home.
Wow.
All 4?
Was that planned?
Or what happened?
All 4 of her children were born at home.
Yes, 2 in Japan and 2 in Canada.
International family, that's rad.
Or she just has many, many homes all over the world.
Yeah. A rich family.
Many passports.
Yeah.
I had one friend who did a home birth, and she said she was so annoyed because everyone else was like having a pizza party in the other room. Did you experience that?
No pizza at my home birth.
Okay.
Maybe sushi.
Yeah. All right. Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in what decade?
Ooh, 50s?
A triathlon is made up of 3 athletic events. Name the one that always goes first.
Swimming.
What's the name given to the person rolling the dice in a game of craps?
Dealer.
When referring to famous nursery rhymes, who lost her sheep?
Little Bo Peep.
Which ocean is Fiji located in?
Pacific.
What breakfast company is listed in the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K?
Kellogg's.
In Christianity, if someone's been canonized, they're given what title?
Saint.
All right. Answers are in. Let's go to the scoreboard and see how you both did with Jose.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh. The first one was so much better than the second one. Katie, you got 3 correct today.
Ooh, pretty strong, yeah. Katie.
It's a really good. Strong finish. It was great. Brooke.
Yep.
You got 5.
Ooh. Oh.
Katie, I'm sorry. You're the doozo. Dooza. Dooza?
Dooza. Hi.
Dooza.
Dooza.
I am so sorry. That's, that means loser in Japanese.
We're
cool. That's awesome.
I was hoping to call it to you, Brooke.
We were hoping to call you a
dooza.
Bummer.
But
a doozy of a dooza.
Let's go to the answers. The cartoon Bugs Bunny debuted on this day in the 1940s.
Oof.
1940 exactly. Triathlons are made up of 3 events, but swimming always comes first. In craps, the person rolling the dice is called the shooter.
Ugh.
The nursery rhyme girl who lost her sheep is Little Bo Peep. The ocean that Fiji's located in would be the Pacific. Kellogg's is on the New York Stock Exchange with just the letter K. And in Christianity, if someone's canonized, they are a saint. So, Katie, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do get a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut, which will get you...
Oh, arigato.
Oh, yeah. Yay. You get a pretty nice meal there.
It's
and
oregano.
Might I recommend Brooke's favorite, Just Crusts.
Mm.
It's
what?
Very dry, creates a lot of food waste because she insists that they make the whole pizza just so that they can cut off the crust to serve her.
Oh, gross.
But apparently pretty tasty.
Oh, yeah.
So you
don't
enjoy that.
Don't knock it
until
you try it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, arigato, for playing with us, Katie.
Yeah.
We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.